not when I first found HB. I was in Indianapolis living up there, and I was in my early 20s, and I had just gotten involved with a nonprofit. Well, it wasn't a nonprofit. It was a community-based organization called Paddle Wheel Alliance. And they were doing the, you know, the basically we were trying to shut down the two nuclear power plants in Indiana. Wow. And so I'd gotten involved with that group. And through that group, I met someone named Chloe Fessler. And in the conversation one day, we were talking, and she said, I said, well, will you ever get married? And she said, no, I get all of my love and support from women. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. And so, you know, we got into this long conversation then, and we had many conversations after that about how, you know, her lesbian feminism. And so that was the first person I'd ever met who, there was just something about her energy that drew me to her. I was like, oh, wow, I just like being around lesbian feminists. These people are so cool. And so it was, that was really how it all started. The seed of all of this was I was starting to question things and, you know, trying to figure out who I was and what I wanted to do. I'd been very young and left home and, you know, went to Tennessee, came back to Indianapolis. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. So I was like, you know, about 20 years old. And so anyway, in that conversation and, you know, experience of knowing some really empowered women who I just really admired and really liked being around them up in Indianapolis, when I got ready to move back to my mom and dad's cabin that was in Martinsville that became available, he had been renting it, it was available, I decided to leave Indy and move back to Martinsville. And so I moved back to Martinsville. In the process, somebody told me, I thought it was Chloe, but somebody said, well, you know, there's a feminist press now down there. And I said, really, in Martinsville? And Martinsville, Indiana, was a very conservative, it's not quite as conservative, I don't think, as it was back then in the 80s and prior, but I had grown up there, and it was an all-white town. It was a KKK capital in the 1960s. But I don't know if Josie said this at one point or somebody, but they said small towns make radical. So I was always, I never fit in there. I never believed and had the same ideologies and attitudes and beliefs of people that lived in Martinsville, Indiana. I was always different. And so I was very open-minded, very idealistic. You know, I found out about this feminist press. And so one day, I think I maybe made a phone call and left a message on the machine. And then I don't know how many days or weeks went by, but Jocelyn got back and sent me a catalog. Josie, I should say. You sent me back a catalog. And I even got that. I ran across it like a few weeks ago with, you know, clearing out some old files, looking through some things. And you said, if you'd like to come over and volunteer, that'd be great. And also, here's an event going on. And it was, I believe, the event at Hygieus Grove or something that Janine Ray organized. And you told me about an event. I think I went to that, too. And that's kind of how it started. And then we set up a time at some point, weeks later or something, and I came over and volunteered, did some time with Josie and Nancy.